a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, we have an invitation from Mr. McFeely to go over to his house in a little bit because it's Mrs. McFeely's birthday. I saw him not too long ago and he said, Mr. Rogers, why don't you and your friend come over to our place? I have a special surprise for my wife. It's her birthday today. So I was thinking maybe we could find something to take to her. Of course, we'll take ourselves, and that's the most important part. But, I guess she might have some paper plates. Telescope? Well, we need that sometimes for our make-believe. How about a mirror? Look, we could make reflections with the mirror. She might enjoy that. Follow it, okay? You look, see where I'm gonna put it next. I think she might like that. Let's wrap that up and give it to her, okay? That's nice. Hi, fish. I'll feed you after we wrap this mirror. There's some paper. You know, another thing about the mirror, I think Mrs. McFeely's pretty. And she could look in that mirror and see how pretty she seems to me. Just a little bit off there. I wonder what that surprise is Mr. McFeely has for her. They're such interesting people that I'm sure it's something to do. It's right in there. It's right inside, even though it's all wrapped up. The mirror's in there. See? Okay. Get some tape on. Now, we're ready for the present. Okay. Give you a little food, fish. Wonder if fish have birthdays. I'm sure they do. You know what your birthday is? It's just a celebration of the day that you were born. The day of your birth. Birthday. Come on, let's go to Mrs. McFeely's birthday place and see her and Mr. McFeely. Ready? Put this in my pocket. Come along to the McFeely's house.
Are you sure that says happy birthday, Bill?
It sure does.
Well, I hope she likes that present. Oh, good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you. This is Bill Hendry from the United States Coast Guard.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Hendry.
And you know, today is Mrs. McFeely's birthday.
I know that.
So Bill is going to spell out happy birthday with these flags.
Great. Does she know it?
No, she doesn't. She's in the kitchen, and I'm going to get her now. All righty, I'll be back in a minute.
Mr. McFeely. He's always planning something.
Yes.
Could I see these?
Certainly.
Is this the way you hold them?
Oh, yes, that's the way you hold them.
Would you teach me a simple word?
Oh, how about the word hi?
Great.
Just let me step around and back you. And now if we take this arm and extend it right out straight.
Yeah.
And we take this one and pull it over in front of you like that. That's the letter H.
That stands for the letter H.
Mm-hmm. Now, by simply taking your right hand and putting it all the way up and leaving your left hand in the same position, that's I.
I see. So you go just like this?
H-I.
To there.
And now to end the word, we bring both hands down in front of us, and that's the end of the word. And we spell the word hi.
All right. Could I try it myself?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to spell the word for you, okay?
H-I.
Hi. Right this way, my dear.
Here they come.
Right this way.
What is going on out here? Oh, hello, Mr. Hodges.
Happy birthday,
hello.
Mrs. McFeely.
Hello.
How are you? Who are you? Why are you spelling a word, David, with those flags?
Can't you guess?
Well, today is my birthday.
That's right. Today's your birthday.
So you're saying happy birthday with the flags?
That's
yes.
It. Happy birthday. Yeah. That's part of your birthday present. This is Bill Hendry, the United States Coast Guard.
How do you do?
And
as
part of your birthday present, my dear, he's going to come back whenever he can and give you some flag-waving lessons. All righty? Happy birthday.
That's the nicest birthday present I ever had.
Would you like a little sample right now?
Could you teach me how to do some, a little word?
A little word?
Uh-huh.
How about the word hi?
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Take that one in that hand and take that one in the other hand.
Okay.
And now take your right hand, put it over in front of you. Out like this, and take your left hand. Now that's the word, the letter H.
H.
Okay. Now take your right hand, and extend it all the way up.
I.
And that's I.
H.
I.
Is that right?
Uh huh. And now bring them down in front of you, and that's the end of the word.
That means end of the word, just
that
like that.
That means end of the word. H.
I.
I.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it is.
I really like to work with these flags.
That's a sample lesson for you, my dear.
Oh, thank you, David. Do you think you could come inside?
Oh, I have to go now, but we're going to give these flags to you as a present.
Oh, great.
And we'll see you, and I'm so happy.
Oh,
we
glad
came.
Thank
meet
you, Bill. Good day to you. Good
glad
day.
To meet you, Bill.
Bye.
Thanks for the lesson.
David, do you remember the time that your parents sent us a flag?
I certainly do, and I even have
flag.
A movie of it, Mr. Rogers. Would
really?
You like to see it?
Of course I would.
All righty, we'll just come right on in.
That's
your birthday.
I'm glad to be here. I'm always glad to come to your house.
I'll tell you what, I'll get the projector set up, all righty.
Okay. Mrs. McFeely, I have a little something for you.
Oh boy, more presents.
Birthday.
I do like presents. Let's see. A mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to look at myself with it?
I thought you, well, you know, you can always think of things to do with it. But look how it reflects.
I can feel
reflects
it.
The light.
I can feel the light going. It's like, you know, when you're standing by a pool of water, sometimes the light comes up in your face.
Look, I try it on the wall.
Oh, look.
See?
Make it move. Make it dance.
You can do it.
Yeah. And then it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Can you see the light? You see it? There it is. Make it disappear and then come back somewhere else. See where it'll come. Oh, it's way. Simple present, but I thought you'd enjoy it.
You know, if you put a mirror in a glass of, in a little pan of water,
mm-hmm.
and let the sun come in, or some kind of light, you can make a rainbow on the wall.
A rainbow? Through the water?
Yes.
Gee, you could try that.
Yeah. And then you can always look at yourself. And that's really interesting, too, don't you think?
Certainly is.
I'll be with you in a minute here. With you.
How are you coming, Mr. McFeely?
Almost set.
Look, David,
look
what
at
I
yourself?
Got.
Another item to make some signals.
What do you mean,
hey,
signals?
That's true.
You can make flash signals with light. You can do it with, you can send Morse code with light.
Can you do that, David?
Well, I have a Morse code. Remember in the basement, I go, the same principle. Well, I'm almost set up there. Very nice present. Just one little button to attach here.
Thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, almost forgot. There's an electric plug over there, Mr. Rogers. Could you hand me that? It's a little brown cord.
That's it.
That's it. That fits right in here. Now I'll check my focus here. All right, now one button, two buttons. There we go. We're all set.
Okay.
That's the McFeely Family Flag movie.
Well, did you really move that fast?
Oh, not really. I'm fast, but not that fast. That's a funny fast film.
I like to come here. You know, I like to be with you people. You're so interested in everything.
Well, down in the basement, we have more interesting things, and up in the attic and all over the house, this is a house of interesting things. We like to think of it that way, anyhow.
Well, you're interesting people, too.
Well, thank
you. I must be off.
Many happy returns, Mrs. McFeely.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see
I intend to have them.
Okay. Many happy returns, Miss McFeely.
Thank you for a happy birthday.
Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, I can signal, David. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I think Mrs. McFeely's having a happy birthday, aren't you? Just thinking, maybe we could use these. See what I'm saying to you here. H. I. H. I. 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 Yeah, you could use two pieces of paper. Anything. Make up your own flags or your own code. But you know, flags and things like that are ways of talking with people when they're not nearby. You know, when they're way far away and you can't even call that far. You just do that kind of code. But it's great to talk with people very close.
Yeah.
And look at them, too. Did you ever try to talk with somebody and that person just didn't look at you or listen to you? You tried to get their attention, but you couldn't. Why don't we pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild's feeling like that today? Okay. Trying to get people's attention. Okay? Trolley, that's what we're going to pretend about the neighborhood of make-believe today. That Lady Elaine Fairchild is trying to get other people's attention. Let's just see how she does it, okay?
Could ride that trolley or something. Just so much you can do with a mirror. Hey, look over there in the tree. Nice. Yeah, bounces around. Little reflection of a mirror. Yeah. Just so much you can do with one person and one mirror. Brother. Oh, there's Mr. McFeely. I think I'll shine it on him. There. There you come.
Hey, get that light. light out of my eyes. Oh, Lady Elaine, that's you in your mirror. You really should not do that, Lady Elaine. You should not do that.
Oh. Oh, spoil sport. Doesn't know a little fun when it flashes him in the eyes. Oh, there's Dr. Bill over there. I think I'll flash it at him.
Oh, what's that in my eyes? Oh, stop that. Stop that.
It's
stop
my mirror, Dr. Bill.
It's pretty annoying.
Okay, sorry. Brother. These people around here probably wouldn't even notice if I discovered gold right here at my museum. Gold. Gold. Just a moment. A little gold spray paint. And an ordinary rock. Gold paint on a rock. I will go to my spraying room. Listen carefully. Ready to see my discovery? Gold! We're rich, kiddies! We're rich! Rich, everybody! Rich! Rich!
How come rich, Lady Elaine?
Oh! Can you keep a secret?
If I have to.
There's gold. Lots of rich yellow gold under this old museum wall.
That's very interesting, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, no time for chit-chat. I've got to call Friday right now before anybody else gets wind of this.
But, Lady Elaine...
I'll tell you what. You guard the gold while I go call. Guard it now. Quick results. Quick results. Friday's coming over here in a hurry.
Lady Elaine.
Yes?
Are you absolutely positive that that is real, solid gold?
This is no time for questions, sweetie. In fact, I think the king's already here.
Well, Fairchild, this better be good.
Lucky for you, you got here so fast. Lady Evelyn already knows the secret.
Make it good, Fairchild. I don't leave my castle very often.
Silence. Please, I wish to show you my discovery. Here.
It isn't. Is it? Is it gold?
You're not so dumb, kiddo. There's a ton of it right under here in my museum wall.
That's very hard to believe, Fairchild. Are you quite sure?
What is your opinion, Lady Aberlin?
I don't know what to make of it.
Well, you can make money or jewelry or a new crown for Prince Tuesday.
Oh, my, this could change our whole history. You say it's under this museum wall here?
That's right, Friday.
I must touch it.
Oh, no, don't touch it, Friday. Don't touch it at all.
Well, why not, if it's gold?
Why, you never know. You could get gold fever if the gold dust could rub off. And yes, gold fever is what you would get.
Gold fever? My, why, Fairchild, let me touch this thing. Why, it's sticky. Sticky, Fairchild. Why, it's covered with wet paint.
What are you talking about, Friday?
Not even you would I have thought of such a thing.
Not even me, what?
I wouldn't have thought even you would stoop so low.
Well, it's real gold paint.
Goodbye, Fairchild.
did you do that, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I love a laugh.
Were you maybe trying to get a little attention?
What's it to you?
I don't know. Just that sometimes I feel that way myself.
So, what do you do about it when you want some attention?
Sometimes I do what you did. And other times I try to do something on my own. Like make up a play or do a drawing. So I'll have something real to show.
What have I got real to show anybody?
You've got your whole museum go round and all kinds of wonderful special ideas, Lady Elaine.
I'll never think of anything that Friday would like.
I'll bet if you think hard, you can think of something to make for Uncle Friday that would be very, very special.
We'll see someday. But right now, I'm feeling pretty discouraged.
Would you mind if I came in and had a peanut butter sandwich with you?
Peanut butter? Sure. I have a brand new gallon jar. Say, come on in. Yeah, come on right inside. Inside here.
Lady Elaine tried to trick people into paying attention to her, didn't she? Yeah, and they just didn't like it at all. Remember, she flashed the mirror in front of Mr. McFeely's eyes, and, why, he could have had an accident on that bicycle of his. And then she did it to Dr. Bill, and he said, stop it, stop it. Don't like that. And then what about that business with spraying that rock gold and pretending that she had discovered gold? Boy, King Friday didn't like that either. Well, she was acting like a clown. Yeah, there's a clown over here. I saw it as I went by a little while ago. See the clown? This is a circus picture. It's a painting. I like to look at paintings. Yeah. You ever feel like acting like a clown? Wanting attention like those people? A clown. A clown. I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown. That's what I'll be, a clown, just to get attention. Sometimes I feel all bad inside and haven't got a thing to hide. Wait a minute. Forget those words. Sometimes I feel when I'm afraid, that's it, that I will never make the grade. So I pretend I'm someone else and show the world my other self. Glad I can read, because there are the words. I'm not quite sure of me, you see, when I have to make a clown of me. A clown, a clown. I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Sometimes I feel all good inside and haven't got a thing to hide. My friends all tell me I'm the best. They think I'm better than the rest. It's times like this I act myself, and I let the clown stay on the shelf. Myself, myself, I think I'll be myself. I think I'll let the people see the comfortable inside of me, myself. I'll be myself. It's only when I feel let down, I might be scared into a clown. But he can be himself when I can be myself. Myself, I think I'll be myself. Ever feel that way? have an idea here. Not only use paper to make a flag to say hi, but you could use it to make a mask. It's different from my face, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, it's about time for me to go. But you and I'll have times tomorrow to get each other's attention. And you know what I feel like? I feel like singing something different before I leave today. Yeah, I've liked being with you, and that's a good feeling. Let's sing that together, okay? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will. You always make it such a happy day for me. Sure. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. And I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, goodbye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.